Whose donut is it?
It's mine without taking a bite. All I do is rip it.
And welcome to another episode of the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. My name is Michael Sipes, and you can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz. And I'm here with my partners, Jeremy Broen.
Dynasty Madman at DFF underscore Madman. Shane, where are you?
Shane Manila, who just choked on a donut.
I am by my redraft guide that I worked on with Tom Burrows and Michael Stevenson.
I edited it.
That we put a lot of work into for just $10. Go buy it now.
That's a long Twitter account, man.
I got an exemption from the character limit.
That's pretty good. What, you were just choking on a donut over there that Kane brought
that's
us?
That's ridiculous to think that something like that would happen to me.
Would ever happen on set.
So we're here. Where are we?
We are at the Midwest Fantasy Football Expo in the great Midwest state of Ohio.
Ohio.
Which is apparently in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're at a convention. It's been fun. We've met a lot of people in the industry. We've been here since what? Friday.
Yep.
So there was a lot of industry mixers.
Before you turn off the episode, it's not just going to be like, I met so-and-so.
Oh, no.
There's football talk. But really awesome. Got to meet Tim Torch, Russ, who is my soulmate, Kane, my son.
Well, we're going to have a lot of people come on the show today. We're going to be talking
people.
To a bunch
really
of people.
Awesome.
So before we get started with all this, why don't we hear from the, what's our sponsor, our new sponsor? Well, what we're going to do is, before we get into all this,
listen to the new sponsor.
What are we here for the new sponsor? All right. And
play
then
tape now.
And then also, we'll also hear from the Scouting Academy, too.
We'll get that out of the way, guys, so we can just get into the fun.
That's why I wanted to stick it all up here at the top. So,
oh,
all right.
Stick it up.
Oh, God.
Just
here we go.
Top. Just the top.
Here they come.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Stop. Collaborate and listen. BestFantasyFootballLeague.com is back with a brand new invention. Okay, it's not really a new invention, but they've got a cool twist on the dynasty leagues they're currently providing. One quarterback, three running back, four wide receivers, a tight end, two flex, no kickers and defenses, 24 rounds. They also have redraft leagues, best ball leagues, entry fees from $19.99 to $2,999. Go check them out. BestFantasyFootballLeague.com.
Bye.
Apparently, I didn't know anything.
Yeah, yeah. You asked Shane a question. What was the question?
Well, because I hadn't really listened to you from the very beginning, so I was just curious as to how the three of you got together, if there was like an origin story.
Well, despite all the rumors to the contrary, Shane and I have never slept together.
Well, Shane, you were telling him how you did it, how you got into this shit.
Where's the mic?
Yeah.
Oh, hello? Hi, I'm Shane. I am Shane.
I'm Shane.
So Michael Goins, the primary site owner, he has the majority share and could end me, apparently, at any moment. He just kept asking me to be on the show because, you know, my sexual charisma. And he just knew that would translate on radio or podcast-io. So he just kept asking me. And then one day I was just like, yeah, I want to do a podcast. And as I told Sean, he said, okay, how about I set it up with, and I don't remember who he said. And then it took us 7 months to actually tape our first episode.
That's not exactly how it happened.
Because it took somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 months, because we were supposed to launch the beginning of the football season.
Right.
We kept having issues. And
I got hit by a hurricane.
You got hit by a hurricane. Excuses, basically. Excuses. So my mother-in-law actually came to visit in November, and I was like, I can't be downstairs with this woman any longer, and went upstairs.
I remember that.
I called called them. I had a shitty day at work. I did not want to be downstairs with my mother-in-law. I went upstairs in my son's room. I called those two and I said, let's fucking tape right now. And then we taped, and it was about the very first segment was me talking about a trade I made for Gronk in a dynasty league where I won the championship that year.
And it was 26 minutes long, I think.
Yeah.
The way it happened for me, like, I was handling the Dynasty Trades HQ Twitter handle at the time, but I had guests on the Dynasty Warzone. I did, like, two different spots on there. And then they were going to be shifting that up and getting a new person in there. So I had talked to somebody at the time. They were like, oh, you should come on more. I was like, okay, fine. But then MG called me one day saying, we're going to do a trades podcast and you're handling the Twitter account and it's with Shane, and Shane said to get you on there. So I was like, sure, I'll do it. Because every time I ever heard Shane on a show, I laugh. Like, you were on what was that? You were a guest on, what was that, Fantasy?
The Dynasty Life?
No, yeah, Dynasty Life. Yeah, and I was driving to Tampa, and I was listening to him on it, and he said something, I don't remember, and I, like, spit my Red Bull out while I was listening to it. I was laughing so hard. So I told MG, I was like, absolutely, I'll do a show with Shane. And then he said, and then also, I've been talking to Jeremy, and I was like, oh, that's perfect, because Jeremy and I actually co-commissioned two leagues together, and we've been helping each other. So I said, yeah, that'd be awesome. So I told him I would do it. And then what you said about 7 months, we took a little bit of time, Jeremy and I talked about it, what we wanted to do with the show, how we wanted to do it.
I was not involved in any of those conversations.
That's because you kept saying, you guys figure it out, that's good, I'm good with it.
So in a way, in a roundabout way, we actually did pick each other, sounds like, because the irony for me is that you're the only two names I dropped when MG asked me if I wanted to do a trades podcast. He didn't say anything else. He didn't say who he had in mind to do it. He's just like, and I said, well, you know, the right people, you know, like to see Shane, you know, Mike Sipes, not just anybody. Like how. So I find that, I mean, I guess it was meant to be, because based on everything that you guys are saying, that's how it shook out.
Yeah.
Apparently, I asked for Sipes to be on the show. I don't remember that.
That's what MG told me. Whether it's true or not. I don't think you asked him for me to do it. You said he's handling the handle, because I was handling the handle when I joined DFF. You were doing that handle, and then you were like, "I don't have time for this anymore."
He did tell me. And MG did tell me. Shane's got a face for radio. We're definitely getting him on there.
Yeah, but I would like to believe that you asked me to do it just because you wanted me to.
Sure, no, I definitely asked for you and Jeremy. I was like, these are my demands.
But it did work out, and we were supposed to do it that weekend, the first weekend of football, and then the hurricane hit my house, and then it delayed it. But I think it's good that it delayed it. We had some time to figure out what we didn't want to do.
And then we threw that right out the window in the first episode. It just
And that's what happened. I mean, when we wanted to do this, we wanted it to be a show where everybody hangs out and talks. It feels like...
just conversational.
Yeah, just being...
talk about real stuff too that we need to
real life.
Dig into, but just have a good time.
Well, you know, happens when people stop being polite and start being real. You know? It's the bad real world, yo. I'm bleeding.
And it was true though. Jeremy and I talked about we didn't want it to be too serious. Because there was a lot of podcasts that were very boring.
Boring.
Yeah, and we just didn't want
not
it to
all
be boring.
About stats, wanted a mix of stuff, and just, you know, talk about things.
I talk about stats, bitches, and I don't make you want to fall asleep, do I?
That's because of the way you talk about them. But also what happened, too, though, is we started going away from what the premise was of what it was supposed to be.
It was only supposed to be about trades and trades value, which... I would kill myself if that's all we talked about.
And so we kept doing other things. We kept saying other things.
And I said, you know, f*** the man. I'll do what I want.
But then also, hey, the sound's gone from that big loud thing. Also, we also started cursing more. And we were told not to curse.
And so then we had to create a patron episode because I can't go 15 minutes without cursing.
15, that's bold.
And you should see, actually, we should, if we ever looked back to the first couple episodes, there wasn't even any shit or ass or nothing. It was all straight-laced on everything, you know?
Nah, I said fuck a lot.
No, you didn't. Not in the beginning, you didn't. Because I didn't have to delete that stuff. And then we decided, and then he said, if you're going to delete it, it has to be something... cool with the sound.
You know what's awesome
thing.
Though is that we know Michael Goins doesn't listen to our podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so we can pretty much say whatever we want. So like he was trying to make it sound like and nothing against it, like a Christian rock podcast.
Exactly.
But you know that's fine if you're into it. But I don't even think that's his thing. But he just wanted us to be all golly gee shucks.
He told me he wanted it to be like NPR and beyond.
Yeah.
Well, but we're going to talk about today is.
And that was the cool thing too, because like Shane would say that. Don't worry about it. He's not listening. Just keep doing it. And we would just keep doing what we were doing.
He doesn't listen. listen to this show.
And it became a success. I mean, look, we were on the air for 3 months. 3 months, that was it. And then that Ryan McDowell, they did that list of the best podcasts out there. And we got the third most votes out of all the Dynasty Football podcast stuff out there.
Because I'm a promotions whore.
Exactly. It was the fantasy footballers. It was Dynasty Nerds, and then it was us.
But we quickly realized that after trying to do this and keep it all about trades and values, that it's year-round. You can do it. It's dynamic. Being in these leagues and trading for and away, and there's always something going on.
I came up with really cool hashtags.
Yeah,
I got hashtag trash dynasty trade offers, hashtag trade alert, hashtag Graham Barfield stole my hashtag trade trash dynasty trade offers.
Yeah, right.
There was one time.
I came up with two. That's all I came up with it, and that's my whole contribution to the show.
Even the trash dynasty trade offer, we were like, that's so long.
No, and I yell trade alert.
So, yeah. And then I end up laughing all the time at everything you say. But it's fun. I had a great time doing this.
But that's where we came from. We were an arranged marriage.
Yes.
And that didn't end in bloody murder. So that is pretty awesome. Because that's different than a lot of arranged marriages.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't talk about that. A lot of those end in murder. And we have not yet. So that's pretty cool.
You know, the other thing that happened too, there's a lot of shows that have come and gone since we've been doing this too.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to start a podcast, make sure you're ready to do it every week.
Josh Brickner did a flyby. He wants to get on here.
Oh, hey, Josh, how you doing?
How's it going, guys? Doing well. About to head out here.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yeah.
Where are you going to?
Just heading home to Wadsworth. So.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great to meet everyone. I love this weekend meeting you guys. And thanks for having me on here quick. And it was great to draft with Shane this morning, even though I'm worried that his charity's going to owe money thanks to his draft.
Uh-oh.
My draft was awesome. I went Carson Wentz in the second round in the Superflex. Then I lost my mind and went Lamar Jackson and Josh Gordon back-to-back. And then added Sammy Watkins 2 picks later because I was like, at this point, it's going to happen.
Picks?
No, my first one. I went.
It started off.
I went Chubb,
yep.
Carson
okay.
Wentz,
so it started okay.
Antonio Brown.
Okay.
I forget who, but it was also like a decent pick. And then it was just like, I'm going nuts, Lamar Miller. Yeah, or Lamar Jackson, or as I refer to him as Lamar Miller. Sammy Watkins. Josh Gordon was next. Then Sammy Watkins was 2 rounds after that.
Okay.
And I got my boy Corey Davis. I just ended up starting. I was like, you know what? This is a league that it's basically for fun. It's for charity. You know, no matter what, a charity's going to get money, so that's awesome. So let me just pick a team of players that I want to. I like Noah Fant. I picked like the third or second to last round because I love Noah Fant.
Sure. Dude, I pretty much do that no matter what the league is.
Well, that's a terrible strategy.
No, it's not. Hey, I won 5 championships last year.
You
How
played in
you
174 leagues.
So you're like 5 for 178.
No, and also,
I was in 18.
Half the league, Sipes. Sipes. Most of the people in Sipes leagues are actually dead and have been dead for the last 13 years.
That's not true.
So like, it's all auto draft picks. Any place. In IDP, and everybody knows what type of people play in IDP.
Oh, shut up. The IDP is the best. We all know IDP is the best. I don't care what
you say. No. They don't wear helmets. You're right.
What are you talking about?
Wow, Shane definitely does not want any IDP listeners.
No, I love my IDP listeners. Look, if you become a patron, I love you more than anyone else. So, I'm not going to lie to you. So the people that listen to the show that I saw here this week, I gave them a handshake. The people that are patrons, those fuckers got hugs.
Oh.
And a reach around.
I might go home and sign up for that.
Josh can go home and sign up.
I don't know.
He's going to sign up to get the reach around.
No, I wanted the hug. But
you didn't get a hug?
Hey, Russ.
I know a hug was a possibility.
Russ got a tongue in the air from Shane.
So, Josh, real quick, tell us about your team so we can pretend this is somewhat related to fantasy football.
Let's see.
Guys, real quick, I want to let you know the fantasy footballs are not here, but they have a representative, so that's really cool. It's almost like them being here. So I'm going to tell people I went to a fantasy footballer show. Anyway.
Yeah, my charity, I started David Johnson, then I got Michael Thomas. I got Andrew Luck. He was there late third. I had to do it. You know, I had to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have gotten late third in the Superflex if not. And then I got Devontae Freeman, Winston, Howard, Lindsay Lockett, you know. Then I took Tyrell Williams. I like Tyrell Williams. I know I might be on the island there.
I like Tyrell Williams until I started looking. I forget what stats I looked at. Was it the OC or was it Gruden? I forget, but I was looking at the wide receiver twos in that offense. And again, I forget if it was tied to the OC or to the quarterback. And they averaged something like 65 targets a year, which really, I was like, ugh.
But I mean, who else besides AB, who else is on the ball?
Josh Jacobs. Darren Waller apparently is the next coming of Eric Ebron.
Oh, my God. Everybody. Whoa,
Hunter Renfro. There's Hunter Renfro.
He's got to wait like 3 years till he's
and that's it. So, exactly. He should definitely see a good target share.
Well,
I hope Waller does good. I spend all my money in the Lister League on him.
Well, I mean, Tyrell Williams, I think his contested catch rate, 68.8, was first in the league, but, I mean, he was four under the target.
I mean, he was a top 24 wide receiver. Yeah. 2 or 3 years ago, 3 years ago, when everyone on that roster got hurt, but he showed he could do it.
He can do it.
Yeah.
And God knows what AB. I mean, the guy's growing new skin on his foot. So he might not be. You watch Hard Knocks. They showed it.
And AB's the only other legitimate wide receiver. Yes. Hunter Renfro is not a good NFL wide receiver. I will die on that hill. If you think that he is, even though he went in the 18th round and 47 other teams passed on him 16 times. Fine.
Who was the guy the other day on Twitter that you said you got, and then John DeBarry made fun of you because
Jeremy McNichols. So I picked up Jeremy McNichols.
Snoop's guy. That's okay. Snoop's boy, yeah.
It's a 16-team league 40-man rosters.
Oh, well, yeah. You're
Jeremy McNichols.
And 11 players.
Yeah.
And I got taking the water boy.
Keelan Doss.
That was it. Keelan Doss was the one that he was making fun of.
I like Keelan Doss.
I can't believe he was still available.
He should not have been on the waiver wire, but Jeremy McNichols should have been.
Right, right.
You're looking at the Tennessee Titans starting running back. I'm just saying.
Well, he scored last night.
And then it got called back.
Yeah.
So that's our so just news and notes real quick.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon has been reinstated.
Don't do it, people.
What do you guys think about him in Dynasty?
Well, no. like Shane said, we're not going to talk about that kind of stuff again because that's all everybody's talking about.
Do not.
Even on Friday at the mixer thing that we had, Tags was talking to us, and he's like, I accidentally mentioned Josh Gordon just before I came in here, and now my phone won't stop blowing up for the next 10 minutes. But
I'm telling you, as a Browns fan, the only thing you can count on Josh Gordon for is talk radio and podcast talk. That's it. He's not dependable. He's the most unreliable person player out there. God knows if he's going to make it to the season. Yeah, then Jeremy takes him in the sixth round.
And you traded for him last year.
Didn't he?
So
yeah, he traded for Tags.
For most of my life, I've said Josh Gordon, stay away from him. I don't have a problem with people smoking weed, but whatever. It's illegal in the NFL. You can't do it. Not illegal because the NFL doesn't actually have crimes.
It's against the rules.
So it's against the rules.
Well, we know the NFL values certain crimes over
right.
Others.
Yeah. So I've always been very anti-Josh. Last year, though, after he was traded to the Patriots, I thought he was in a good situation. I thought he had his shit together. I traded for him. I gave up a lot for him in a salary cap league. I gave up a lot for him in HQ1, our first listener league. And 2 weeks later, as I found out later, the specific date that he went out on was my birthday. He went out on my birthday, smoked blunts, and God knows what else.
I
would have buried that story. We would have killed whoever we needed to because I gave up a lot for him.
Maybe it died. No, it died.
And then, so he got suspended, and he is now back on my do not touch list.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's
just as AB is. I traded AB after the helmet thing for Sammy Watkins straight up in the league, and I'm fine with that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, okay. I'm not messing.
That's the most disgusting thing I've probably ever heard.
Well, you hate Sammy Watkins because
I do hate Sammy. Well, yeah, I hate guys who are hurt all the time and only had one top 24 season.
He's also a flat earther, right?
Probably. Yeah. It makes sense because,
Well, but also the Tags one was who you traded with him, and he said his wife
said to take it.
Yeah, because he thought it was too good to be true.
Well, here's the thing, it was also a salary cap league, which is, we all know, they're very different than regular leagues. There's salary involved and all that stuff. And look, I was trying to get into the playoffs in that league. That's all I cared about. I didn't care about the future. For our level, it's a pretty big buy-in. Not for, Brad Ziegler, who's in the league with us. For him, it's like nothing. But for us, it's a pretty high stakes league. And
pretty high
I want to get into the playoffs, and anything can happen then. And I thought, Josh would help me get there, and instead he wanted to smoke blunts on my birthday and ruin my fantasy
Happy
football
birthday,
season.
Shane.
Yeah, I think he actually said that while he was smoking a blunt.
This is for you, bro.
I think the best part about Shane, when Shane did make that AB for Sammy Watkins trade, I think one John DeBarry did say he would take a retired AB
yes,
over Sammy Watkins, and I 100% agree with him. And it's funny because it's true.
I think that's
I would
take
the same thing. Yeah. I would take a retired
right,
AB
listen,
over
when
Sammy Watkins.
Tyreek Hill is in prison week 7.
DeMarcus yes. Robinson season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
And Sammy will be hurt. So
Sammy
okay.
was not hurt for more than half the season last year, if you include the playoffs.
Including the
playoffs.
Do we include the playoffs in fantasy? I don't know.
I'm just saying in reality, in real life, he was actually healthy for at least 11 weeks.
Well, how many weeks did he hobble off in the first quarter?
Give you also, over the course of the last how many ever years Odell Beckham and Sammy Watkins have played, Sammy Watkins has played more
yes,
games
he has.
Than Odell
yes,
Beckham.
But has Sammy
wow.
Watkins ever finished
Kane
in the
Fossil
top 10?
Coming
There's
in
no, but he finished yeah. in the top, what, 12?
No, he was, I think, 20th. Was his
Was
highest.
He 20
yeah.
in his second year?
Yeah.
And he's still 25.
25.
Yeah, 25 going on 45 with
no,
all of his ailments.
No. Lot of,
after 25 is actually 26.
Look, he had...
well, yeah, in real life, not in Sammy Watkins football.
He had a Jones fracture, which we all know takes at least 3 seasons to heal from, apparently, because I keep pushing back that year how long it takes.
Yeah, it's Shane will be in 5 years. I'll take yeah. 8 years.
Dr. Yes. Shane, how do you feel
yeah.
about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah, really.
So Sammy Watkins is finally... Look, he was a top 30 wide receiver last year in the games that he played. If I can get that out of him, I'll be happy.
I don't remember exactly what I traded for, but in Trade Addict 7, I was stuck at the Charlotte airport, kind of like you on Friday being stuck trying to get here from Philly. I was at the Charlotte airport for like 11 hours, and I was sitting there drinking. But I did a trade for Sammy Watkins, and I can't remember exactly what I gave, but it was like a second-round pick and something else. And I got reamed by everybody. Oh, I can't believe Sipes traded for Sammy Watkins. And I was happy to do it. It was with Bobby Koch. I traded
yeah.
with him. And then they were all making fun of me on Twitter and stuff.
Never,
but I was happy.
I'm a never Watkins guy. Look, no. I'm sure there's lots of Sammy truthers that like the show because Shane's like the Sammy truther like Jesus. But I'm going to give all the Sammy truthers a message. Just quit. Just not going to. Every year, oh, this will be Sammy's year. This will be Sammy's year. It's never going to be Sammy's
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I think we've
and you
seen
can,
Sammy
yeah,
Watkins. He
and you
is
can
what
take
is,
it to the bank.
Yeah.
Just know that. Don't yeah. pay, overpay for the guy.
Yeah, don't overpay.
Well, but that's the thing. If you're not overpaying for it, I don't remember what I traded for it. And it was also back in... April when I did it, so there was still everybody thought Tyreek Hill would be
in jail
or dead.
Where,
you know,
knock on wood, he should be.
Where exactly he yeah, should yeah. be? It's ridiculous that he's.
Right, so yeah, I lost that trade. I didn't put it to a Twitter poll.
I lost that trade,
but that's okay. Look, I'm out on the AB. Look, you can say. I actually heard, and I want to say it was Matt Waldman, but I could be wrong. I was listening to. Tags podcast, I think. I have no idea whose podcast it was.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. Or who said it. But someone said these issues seem all symptomatic of larger issues.
Yeah.
And that's my concern with AB, that it's not he burned his feet in a cryogenic chamber. Anyone can do that, right? I've done it. Who hasn't? It's just the totality of everything that's happened since last offseason when he basically forced his way out of, you know, Pittsburgh, and he is throwing things out of the windows. So people are going to start talking, and we're going to cut off now. Bye.
Right. Wait, before we leave, Josh, tell everybody where to find you and everything.
Yeah, I write for Dynasty League Football, Fantasy Pros, Big Guy Fantasy Sports as well. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Brickner, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Cool. Thanks for dropping in.
Yep, thanks. All right.
Yeah, good seeing you, Josh.
Yeah, good to see you. I'm taking off.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Hold on. So John Hoag's coming over here. Well, now, what did we say? We said something.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This could be anything.
No, this is going to be awesome because it's about our death murder house that we're in.
Yeah. Oh, God. I haven't seen, but it sounds just amazing.
He needed to take pictures of the basement. He did it.
I really
did, man.
First of all, then it would creep me out on my phone if I had pictures of the basement. No, but I was over there talking to Addison and John, and I was telling them about what happened, about the fact that we came home at 3 in the morning and the doors were all wide open. And what did you say? You said...
Yeah, clearly. I mean, it sounded like nobody broke in.
Right,
was
nobody
missing.
Broke in.
So, my guess is the transient who was living in the basement broke out.
See, told you. Everybody knows. There was somebody living down there in the basement. John knows.
In that room?
Yeah. I mean, John.
Is that why we heard the weird noises?
When I went to bed, I shut the door and I put my luggage in front of the door before I went to bed so that nobody would come in there. But that's even scarier what he said, that there's a transient living in that basement.
And they busted out. Well, they saw their opportunity.
I think the transient was Shane, and he busted out to smoke a cigarette, and then he just forgot to close the door behind him and lock it, because that sounds like a Shane thing.
That's the most likely scenario.
I think I'm going to get a lot of votes with that one.
So
I really like the idea, though, of like the beginning of a horror movie in you guys' Airbnb.
And they don't care. None of them cared. I was the only one that was scared.
Like
that's why they die first. That's why.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So the movie would be, I'd be the only one that survives.
Yeah.
Because nobody else protected themselves.
Why is anybody awake? Oh, they're dead.
Oh, here comes Stompy.
Wearing my shirt.
Uh-oh. Yes.
How you doing? You having fun?
I'm having a. Oh,
you don't really
I'm having a good time. It's been a spectacle. I've been a spectacle.
Yes, you're awesome.
Always
I think some of my favorite pictures we've taken this week are pictures between me and you.
Yeah, I liked Jeremy's comparison to David versus Goliath.
Yes.
The pictures of you two guys next to each other is pretty crazy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that was something.
The disparity in human size.
I like what you said about in the Hall of Fame, there's like a display in there with the tallest person ever play football and the shortest person.
So it was like a 7-foot like defensive tackle versus like a 5.5-foot. It was like a 5-foot half inch running back. And it kind of, that's what it reminds me of. Yeah.
That was the two of us. Hey, I put my hand up against all those handprint things. And Marshall Faulk has the exact same hand size as mine.
Really?
Yeah, really.
He's a prolific pass catcher, too. That's wild.
I took a picture of it. I'll post it on Facebook.
It's almost like hand size doesn't correspond to anything.
It's exactly
imagine that.
It's the exact same size. Then there was some guy. They had to, like, the mold of people's legs. And there was a guy that I could stand into his leg, and it came up to my shoulders. I was like, the guy's leg was almost as big
that
as
dude
me.
Could use you as a leg.
Yeah. I found out I have bigger legs than Jerome Bettis.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
No kidding. Guy had
Big legs. I'm a monster person, by the way. I'm a monster person.
So what are you guys here for, actually? Like, what's your booth and stuff, or?
So, I mean, if you don't know. Listeners don't know. I write for FF Statistics, so that's where the booth that's here.
Uh huh.
But I'm more here to show off the belt and just, like I said, be a spectacle to everybody. Be the champ.
I know you said a lot of people will tell you that they're going to take that belt from you, but I'm going to take that belt from you.
It's okay. I mean, I think next year it's supposed to. I think it's the Fantasy Champs are doing the. What is it? Fantasy Champ, Trophy Champ, whatever. I can't remember. Regardless, they're actually making a trophy.
Oh, a real trophy?
Instead of a belt?
Yeah.
Or with a belt?
No, instead of a belt.
That's the last belt.
I love
the way,
the belt.
I just saw Shane eating fries and ketchup off of your belt.
Oh, that's fine.
like a plate.
It's like the Stanley
the
Cup.
One.
Yeah.
I'm letting everybody touch it and use it however they want.
I think that's great. You're walking around with the belt on.
It's a great belt. I have that same belt for DL Blitz. I have that same belt. I love that belt, you know? It's heavy as shit, though.
Yeah, it's
very heavy.
It's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
I could beat somebody over the head with it like a real wrestling match.
Yeah.
He says that.
Looks right at you? Yeah. The first time I opened it out of the box, I lifted it up, and I was like, man, this thing is heavy. But I take the little plates off, and I get people to sign it. You know, I got Rich Eisen to sign it.
That's great.
I brought one of the plates here, so I was going to get a bunch of people to sign it.
I'll sign it, because I'm the champ.
You know, I made a real serious miscalculation. When I won the first Listener League for our podcast last year, and I beat the snot out of Shane in the championship game, I think, to get there. Or did I play him in the championship?
No, it wasn't the championship. It was one of the playoff games.
Not the title game, but I should have got the belt and just... It in.
I told you.
I mean, we were planning on getting a belt, and I think if you guys had won, we'd have gotten a belt. So I need to do that.
No and question. If I would have won, I would have got the belt.
The week that led up to it, and put Shane's name on there to show that I crushed him. Because, you know, Shane will appreciate that.
Yeah. I would have paid for that belt myself. I would, no way. And if I win this year, I'm buying him a belt. I don't care.
We should really do it for all of us.
Oh, wait, you're in the league now, too, right? In HQ1 or HQ2? 2?
Yeah, and I'm in a rebuild, and it's awful.
Oh, good. Well, I, awful, then I'm going to beat you in that, too, then.
Jeremy Barker, right?
That's it.
Jeremy Brown, not to be confused with Jeremy Brown, Jeremy Barker.
Awesome. Hey. Yeah, no, that was a little foggy there for a minute.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, are you in it?
Good to meet you guys.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for stopping by. That's John Hope. John,
we'd have
Jeremy
fun.
Barker.
Yeah. Oh wait, John.
Fantasy show.
Actually, podcast. John, before you leave, talking there, you didn't tell everybody all that stuff, so people know.
Yeah, definitely. At Superflex, dude, of course, and I'm with kind of bouncing back and forth between the FF statistics, the booth, and the DLF booth.
Yeah.
I write for DLF. The Superflex Super Show is on the DLF mega feed, and then also co-hosting the FF Statistics podcast. So, yeah, I'm kind of pulling double duty here.
Awesome.
Still not getting paid anything.
Yeah, well, neither are we.
but it's fun as heck.
And for us, you're like one of our favorite people. You've been on the show more than most people.
Yeah, three
the
times
feeling's
at least.
Mutual.
Yeah, for sure. It was three times, maybe four. Now it's either four or five, because I can't remember.
Yeah.
More than anyone else.
And like I told you, probably three times this weekend, you're my favorite voice on podcast, so
I appreciate
it's
that.
True. That's, I love your voice, the laugh,
super
everything
chill, super flex, dude.
Yeah,
really nice.
Got a good temperament for this
I
stuff.
Speak the jazz.
Yeah. But thanks for coming over here and hanging out with us and stuff, and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll do it soon.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks.
See ya.
Jeremy Barker, super flex dude here, John Hope. Guys, if you haven't met each other yet,
I'm too old school to play super flex.
Yeah, hey, talk into here. Tell everybody who you are and everything.
What's up, everybody? This is J Mike from the Open Bar Podcast, also representing for the Dynasty Dummies. Sitting here with the one, the only, South Florida's finest, Michael Sipes, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you very much. That's awesome. Yeah, we've just been having fun, hanging out, just doing everything. But yeah, what I figured is, we set up the table, I turned on the cameras, I turned on the things, and we'll just let it run all day. People come over here, we'll talk, do whatever. And then I got like a 5-hour plane flight. I'll like edit some shit on the plane and stuff.
Are you going back tonight or tomorrow?
Going back tonight. But that picture you're laughing about, like people saw the picture. It was a picture of me, Shane, Jeremy, and Russ. We were at the Hall of Fame. So we tweeted out that picture and a bunch of people liked it. So we went over to Walgreens and printed up a bunch of copies. But the funny thing is Russ is the one holding the phone out. So it makes his head look so much bigger. So everybody thinks like he's the main host and we're the rest of the people behind him. Hey.
Russ and the rest.
Okay, cool. Nice seeing you.
Can I get a cigarette and then jump on?
Okay, yeah. Go get a cigarette and then come back.
Shane. I'm terrible at promoting in person.
Dude.
Because there's that, like, it's different when you're right in front of someone going, hey, buy this.
Come closer.
Twitter,
to
it's just like, yo, we'll buy this. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Well, all right. Go take a cigarette and then get back here and record with us. Come on. All right, so Shane's finally going to come. Oh, kind of like the Patreon show. All right, Shane's back from his cigarette. Now let's do a show.
Shane has a cigarette.
Yeah. Well, it is funny, too. He just said to you, he's like, I can do this behind the keyboard and talk to people, but in person, he doesn't want to do it. It's like, I don't understand why, but I'll break him of that eventually.
You gotta get comfortable with being the butterfly that he is.
Yes. I'll eventually get him to open up. Russ will get him to open. Like, Russ just keeps coming by. Yes, come sit back here with me. Russ keeps coming by and throwing T-shirts behind our wall right here.
Getting all the T-shirts.
It's like
Russ is wardrobing up.
I'm what you call a T-shirt whore.
Yeah. And we have, like, we didn't even know. We were looking back there and we're like, where did all these shirts and stuff come from? I was like, I'll bet you it's Russ putting his stuff back there.
And I also feel super official with these gigantic freaking headphones on.
You don't
my head.
Need the headphones.
I know, but
off.
It doesn't. It makes me happy.
Makes it feel natural.
I have like wireless earbuds I record.
Oh, that's right. You were like totally blown away by all this shit that we use.
Yeah, he's like this gigantic freaking mixer. I'm like, I use the internet.
It is funny. Wait, these stickers are here. We use the Pro FX8 mixing board. and we use a little recorder. I use a Sony recorder at home. We have the Audio Technica mics, and we have the headsets and stuff. And so Jeremy and I are setting all this up in the house, in the murder house we were in.
Oh, such a murder house.
We were setting everything up in the dining room. And then Russ is looking at us like, what the hell is all this? And I'm like, this is what we
Not
do.
Not much.
To be fair,
it doesn't take much to make me feel inadequate, but it was super fast and it kept going. First he puts the mixer down, then he puts the receiver down, then these mics with these stands, and it's just like, what the fuck?
That is true. Now that
I totally got all that stuff. Oh, you have that too? No way!
Because Jeremy and I have the same equipment almost, and since Jeremy lives here, he brought all his equipment. Like in Vegas, I had a separate suitcase just for all this shit. But this time I only had to bring my mic and my mic stand. So that's what he's talking about, because Jeremy and I kept going, I have that too. And Russ is like,
I have a microphone and a laptop.
And that's what he does with his shows. Yeah. So it was kind of funny. So even sitting here right now with all your stuff, I like how you went and got your wristbands and just put them right on our table over our sign in front of everything.
It's covered up.
Well, I mean, I figured I'd go along with the theme that you chose, the picture of you guys that had me in front of you.
I love that. That's like my favorite picture of the whole weekend.
Not the one with Shane licking my ear.
Well, no, that one's funny, but this one I think is great. It's all four of us.
Yes, it is a wonderful picture. So I figure since I'm taking front and center, I will drop my wristbands in the front center of your table in front of your name card.
I like how, too, I'll tag it as like the survivors of the death house, you know? The four of us survived. There's an announcement.
Who's Bob Harris? Should I know that name?
It is. Right. It is funny, you know, when you say that, who's that? You know, we've had a lot of fun here for what? We've been here for 3 days now almost?
Yeah, something like that.
And meeting everybody at all the mixer things that they keep doing at the restaurants and bars and stuff. Everybody walks up to each other and says their name and, you know, without knowing the Twitter handle, most of the time you don't know who you're talking to.
Oh, that is the most fun about having a stupid handle like I do. Like, I woke up, hey man, I'm Russ. Oh, hey Russ. I'm Dynasty Outhouse. Oh, hey, how's it going? I know you.
Being called Russ.
Yeah.
You know how long you got used to me being called Russ by you people?
It's funny too, because for me that was the same way. It's like, oh, Michael Sipes. They're like, oh, hi. And then I say FF Blitz. They're like, oh, FF Blitz. Yeah. But, you know, even with you with Russ, for me it took a while until we were friends on Facebook. Now I don't see the outhouse anymore. I see Russ, you know. But no, I think it was the Ball Blast girls were mentioning to you about how your avatar is just that outhouse and you never have your face. And I never really thought about it that you never really see your face, you know.
It's not an accident that way. I mean, to be fair, at this point, you know, I've been on the open bar. If you're a Patreon of the Trade Addicts Pod, you get to see me and Brian record. Yeah. I have the show with Jesse. I should really be, like, plugging actual things, but I don't feel like it right now. You know, we live stream on Thursdays, me and Jesse Reeves. So it's, like, not like my face is hidden in any way.
Right.
And, you know, I post pictures every once in a while with my face on it. So, again, it's not like I'm trying to hide who I am at any way, shape, or form. It's just I'm not bragging about it, I guess.
Stop. That's what you were saying about. No, all right, listen. Well, we are going to do what? Dynasty Trade Addicts HQ again sometime? Like,
that's
that
just,
one show?
That's what we are now. It's a thing. I've taken over.
Hey, awesome. And we're back.
Hey,
wait.
Shane went and had a cigarette. And
so now that makes this a patron episode.
It is a patron episode because now I could say Shane just got back from having
balls.
Wait. Hold on. So, yes. Shit. So, yeah, he just came back from having a cigarette, and obviously, with all the and balls and everything you said.
And balls everywhere.
We'll do this one as
a
Patreon.
Well, it's a
fantasy
football convention, so yes.
That's what I said. What are you expecting?
Dude, I already have like hours of editing I have to do on the plane, but this way I'll know exactly where to start the Patreon.
So wait, am I not going to be on the regular show? Because that will break my streak.
No, what we said was, we've been recording, I don't even know, like 2 hours.
I've had wives die.
I know, this thing says 28 minutes.
We keep stopping it.
I've had pets die. I've been arrested and I've never missed an episode.
He used his one phone call to call into Skype and record the show.
Oh, that's my impressive. God.
That's dedication.
And now I'm going to miss it because you guys are douchebags and just decided to tape without.
First of all, that is not how it happened at all. We set up the booth. Oh, and Shane walked away while we're setting up the booth. Then we set up the cameras. Oh, and then Shane walked away. Then I said, hey, Shane, we're going to do a show. And you're like, oh, well, I'll be right back. And then you never came back.
Well, most of that's false. So everyone knew I had to do a podcast at 1 with Kyle Senra.
Okay, but we set up at 11. Where were you?
I was drafting for charity I'm an altruistic person.
Shane's charity might owe someone.
Okay, so... All right, so then how much of this table did you set up?
I put some of the bracelets over there. That was all my idea. I put up my draft guide stuff so people would hopefully look at it, but no one has. So I'm going to turn that around shortly and just start looking at porn.
Uh-oh, they're talking again. What is that?
Dolphins jersey.
What?
Jerseys. They're looking for Jerry.
I have no idea what they're saying.
Jerry, are you listening? Josh Gordon is here.
What is it?
Josh Gordon's here, people.
I think they're just talking football moves.
Hold on. Yeah, but then that's good, like going over all of the stuff we're trying to talk.
So we'll catch up later.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break.
I'm gonna go walk in circles again.
Okay, good. All right, then you can go sit right. Not good like you're leaving.
No,
but
no, I get it.
Sorry. Here, you can sit over there and use that mic.
Don't listen to these guys. Trade Addicts Podcast. Monday nights, 9:30. At Brian Haar FF. At Dynasty Ad House. At Trade Addicts Pod. We love you.
We love you too.
No, they don't.
It's like cheating on your grandma. I mean, that's your grandma. You cannot ever change. You know, I mean, it's so in your blood. I don't know.
I was just going to say, what are you talking about?
That your dad got you into when you were a kid. It's just... This reminds me of when I went
to my
dad.
Wait a second, so Kane and Shane are talking about a trade here.
So
what were you talking about?
Well,
it's the Champ or Chump League, so it's a 0.1 PPC, and then tiered PPR, so running backs are 1 PPR. And I'm trying to get Josh Jacobs from Shane, but he wants me to give up Juju, and I'm not going to do
that. That's a fair deal.
Well, here's the thing. It's a 1.5 point PPR for running backs.
And full point for wide receivers.
Alright, so we're looking at a half point difference for a running back that probably should have 60 to 70 receptions.
I'm not.
Plus his rushing totals.
That's total-ish. Also my only good receiver.
But that's not my fault that you drafted that way. And that's also not true.
But
you
also
have Robert Woods.
That's not my fault.
I tried to give you Bobby Woods.
I don't
if
want,
he's good, then you can have him.
Because I don't Bobby take Woods. Pieces. I want, it, for my teams, I want
I think
the hammer.
I think my initial offer, which I thought was a fair offer, so it was Robert Woods and Matt Breida.
Matt Breida. I like Matt Breida, but no.
Matt Breida.
Wait, Robert Woods and Matt Breida for Josh Jacobs?
Yeah. Like, that's not an awful
Juju
offer.
Scored 337 points in this format
and
last
Josh
year.
And Josh Jacobs scored 0.
Well, he was in college. He was in college. He was in college, so yeah. But I'm just saying, he has potential. I looked at some of the other top running backs. And that's a fair trade. It's even across the board. If he does what he's supposed to do, a top 12 running back this year and next year and probably the year after that, likely the year after that, and if the league's still together the year after that.
Josh Jacobs would be the greatest running
back
ever.
It's literally just swapping positions. We'll get the same scoring. It's just I have a lot of running backs because I drafted very smartly. I loaded up on RB. I didn't get enough tight ends, I will say that, though. My tight ends are a little...
I'll trade you Zach Ertz. We can make Zach Ertz part of this
conversation. I like Zach Ertz, but just not as much now that he's not going to see 170 targets.
He still might.
The only way he does is if DeSean Jackson dies, Alshon Jeffrey retires, J.J. Arcega Whiteside...
what was going on with your mouth?
I was
there?
Trying to say Arcega. If he retires, Nelson Aguilar passes away, and Dallas Goedert sucks.
Like, my main thought process for even taking Ertz was you get 2 points per reception for tight ends in this league.
So then it makes sense.
And I took Zach Ertz at, like, the back of the second. And I was like, he's still going to have 2 or 3 good years of production.
Yes.
And I don't know if this league's going to last that long.
Yes.
So I might as well at least try and win now and, like, have a chance to do well.
Oh, my God. So this league basically is almost except for the two, we have to have, you know, two, well, one to two quarterbacks. Everything else is one to seven of something else.
Right. Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
why that's why so, I drafted Juju when I did.
I have AJ Green on this team.
and
Sammy Watkins.
And Albert Wilson. You got Albert Wilson everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, I need receivers badly in this league.
You have Martavis Bryant that says FA next to it.
I thought he was going to come back. That was late. That was late in the draft.
Yeah.
It was a long draft. Was
Blake Jarwin?
30-some rounds?
Yeah. I think there's my best tight end is Mark Andrews. To Zach Ertz and the situation. I mean, he's not right. going to duplicate. That's
how do
people
I get
say
from Josh
what,
Jacobs?
What he scored last year. But
what do you need with Josh Jacobs to give me Juju?
Let me pull it up.
And I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, the scoring, I think, is going to end up being similar. But I just want Juju on as many rosters as I can.
All right. So
I know you do.
But he's going
to finish. That's also my only share of Juju.
Then get rid of him. It's stupid to have one share of a player.
No, it's not.
Annoying.
I
diversify your portfolio.
But I agree. I get rid of him. No, I don't want to diversify. I'll get rid of him. If I only have one share of him, I'd get rid of him.
Because I can't root for him. Yeah. Like, oh, he went off for 300 yards in the league. I don't give a shit.
Exactly. That's what happens.
Or it's a free league. Like, why am I in this league?
But
the one time you have one share, it's always a league that you don't care about.
So my running backs right now, I've got Nick Chubb, Josh Jacobs, Marlon Mack, and Joe Mixon. So, I mean, this is going to really thin out my running back core.
Yeah.
I'm only going to have three running back ones after that.
And
three
you running can do, back ones. But you can also do 1-7 of every one of the positions. So it doesn't even really matter what the position is. It matters the points.
Yeah.
So whether it's a wide receiver, running back, whatever.
You just plug in your best players.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
almost like best ball. Exactly. The flexibility there is amazing. Who are we talking to, by the way?
AJ
Did you guys
Green
introduce Kane Fossil?
And Marlon Mack for Juju.
Kane, tell everybody where they can find you.
He just threw him a trade offer.
Yeah, so I'm Kane, like they said. You can find me at DFF_Kane. I'm the Devi and College Director for DFF.
Cool.
So I do Devi nerd things.
Well, so you should want Josh Jacobs.
I'm not going to, Kane, technically. I don't want to put this out there like that. I am a co-owner of the site.
Are you trying to say I need to do this trade because
That sounded blackmail.
You mentioned your title, so I felt like I should probably mention my title at some point.
Shane's one of my bosses.
I was just mentioning it.
That was funny, though.
I don't actually have any power over anything, so it doesn't matter.
And also, by the way, Kane is who we were talking about last week, one of the people at least, where we said he was a Patreon listener, and now he works for the site.
I recruited Kane specifically.
Yeah.
Not for the patron.
True story.
But yeah.
You recruited him for the patron.
Yeah, you recruit everybody for the patron.
He's trying to lord it over me.
Oh, no. I was just mentioning that.
Yeah,
was
yeah,
completely
yeah.
aside.
For sure.
Completely aside. I noticed that Kane had a site, and I started reading through it, and I'm like, all right, I need some work, but he's a good writer. You know, he needs my loving care to help raise him correctly. And I took him under my wing, almost like a son.
Thanks, Dad.
But back to the trade. So,
the trade you're not going to make, right?
I mean, there's AJ Green and Marlon Mack, and I love Marlon Mack. I did put it out there. I think he's a top 12 running back this year. I did.
So,
I like how Kane is just looking at his phone. Dead
so
air.
Who do you want to add on top of Josh Jacobs to get the
team? Oh, so then we stop. Okay. I'll give you Samaj Perine.
Pass.
Okay. LeSean McCoy. Doug Martin. Gus Edwards, Alfred Blue, not all together because that's ridiculous.
take my eight scrubs.
I didn't want him to think that he has to drop all these fucking guys next.
Take my eight shitty running backs.
How about one of my two loves, either Albert Wilson or Jameson Crowder?
Two loves. You're not giving away players you love.
No, well, he's giving up. He's giving up Josh Jacobs.
Myself and
plus.
Scott, Charles Chill. Talking about this earlier during draft. I love Marlon Mack. We were talking about Albert Wilson. How much we love him. Assuming he stays healthy, the dude's going to eat. He's tied to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen, who both love their slot receivers, even though everybody assumes that Ryan Fitzpatrick is just a bombs away guy, but he also loves targets the shit out of
But that's also on an offense where the offensive line is atrocious.
So that's probably going to mean that he targets the slot receiver more.
We're recording right now.
Yeah. Sorry, people.
So I'm going to step away.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not going to step
not
away.
Leaving. You're not going anywhere. We're going to finish this conversation.
I need to get my Juju.
What about Joe Mixon for Juju?
Well, just shut your put ideas out there that can't happen.
All of a sudden, the whole trade changes.
Joe Mixon for Juju.
Shut up, Stompy. That's FF Stompy.
What is he trying
Samuel,
to do?
You can never shut Shane up. You know that. Once he
his
talking.
Government name is Samuel Lane. His social is actually...
No, shush.
Good.
But, so yeah, let's wrap up this trade. What are you going to do, Kane?
We could always rush it and put the poll out there and see what people
Russ,
think.
Russ hears his name and he comes right over. These two are trying to work out a trade, so he's saying we can always do your deal and put a trade up on that. And if the internet says yes.
See, another guy with common sense. Thank you for bringing that up, Scott Connor.
Well, I mean, if you
What did Scott Connor say? Scott Connor? What did Scott Connor say?
Scott Connor, come on over.
Come on over, Scott Connor.
I said that if you put Juju in a Twitter poll, that side's going to win. Absolutely. Doesn't even matter who's on the other side. Unless it's Saquon Barkley and maybe a 2020 first. Those two things could rival Juju.
So then that's why Shane told you not to say anything then.
Because that's exactly that,
essentially the deal
I
would be
told
dead.
Told him to come over. No,
no, but he just said whatever side is Juju is going to win.
When he said...
This trade's not going on.
But he was talking about Joe Mixon.
He just don't want to give up Mixon.
Oh, yeah.
I offered a 2020 fifth. And Josh Jacobs.
And that's the fourth time
that's
you've said
horrible.
This trade. This is the first time you've added
that's
a 2020
terrible trade.
A 2025th.
I'm Why just don't trying I give to give you a
2021 sixth round pick.
The 2020 class is very deep. It's very deep.
Trash Dynasty Shane
it's,
order.
It's 60, it's 60 people deep.
Oh my
it's gonna
God.
It's going to be the best draft ever.
It's always so funny when people throw you a fifth round pick.
All right, let's see what you I don't have any 2020 picks. Because I sold the farm. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a 2021 second. And a third.
That's, and a third.
Yeah, I think this deal's not going to happen.
No, we can make it happen. We have the parameters, the rough parameters. This is all about the contract signing. Any trade can happen if you believe in it enough.
The problem is...
That's
is
just
we need,
it. Who believes in this one?
And the problem Shane. Is we need Kane to say something because he's just staring at his
he's
phone.
He's like staring at his phone like new fire is going to appear. I didn't think of this guy.
Whoa, you have Alfred Blue? Weird.
Holy crap, do that.
So what do you want? What do you want
for
Josh
For Juju,
Jacobs?
Yeah. It's either you have to add a decent piece to Josh Jacobs or
well,
it has
say
to
it.
Be Joe Mixon or Nick Chubb.
Okay, but no.
I'm sorry, you want Josh Jacobs and
No, Nick. No, I'm saying like either Josh Jacobs and a piece or Nick Chubb by himself. Or Joe Mixon by himself for Juju.
So you could do straight up with one of the other two, or you could do Josh plus a reasonable player for him.
What is a reasonable player? Geronimo Allison? I do like Geronimo Allison.
If you're going to say what a reasonable player, tell him what you're thinking about. Because he'll send you Samaje Perine.
I know he will.
So what
I
do you want?
I love Kiki. Jameson. Not DJ Moore. Samuel Watkins. Yes, I killed them both, and I hope they burn in hell. Samuel.
Oh,
Jackson.
Samuel. I was like,
no, I can't stop yelling. Ain't you seen my movies?
I was like, what the you're hell? Just I didn't know what just happened here. Where did we go?
You're too old. You don't watch that show.
What? I'm not.
He's not too old for anything.
The way Brady skates is still the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Kane just said, "I'm not too old for anything."
Look, I had the.
I know. All we're waiting. We just tell them what player to add.
How come everybody loves these players until
you try to
it's
trade,
trade time? And then it's like, well, I'm not sure I really like Kiki Kuti. Really? Because I saw your tweets where you were telling me how he's a top 15.
What's the starting lineup requirement?
One to seven?
How many total?
I should know these things.
And it's a super flex, I assume, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Super flex, you have to start at least one running back. One wide receiver.
10 starters. Yeah. 10 roster spots.
All right. So, what do you think, Kane? Tell him somebody to add on top of Josh Jacobs, and then maybe we'll get.
Well, we don't have to worry about roster spots for me because I have Martavius Bryant that can be dropped at any
point.
The
waiver wire is garbage.
Yeah.
I love when he says Martavius.
I know.
That's his name, right?
Martavius.
So, what am I still need Shane to sign these.
Hold on.
I forgot what I was writing.
I'll do it for Geronimo Allison and Josh Jacobs.
Geronimo Allison and Josh Jacobs in this league.
Josh Jacobs looked great the other night, didn't he?
In this league, yeah.
All right, so here we go.
because it's
we're doing a wait, come near the mic.
So it's points per carry and tiered PPR.
All right, so it looks like we did a live.
If you're getting, if you're getting 200 whatever carries.
No, I get it. Yeah.
All right, so we have a live trade right here at the table at the Midwest FF Expo between Kane Fossil.
Can I get Devin Singletary back at least?
No,
trade's done.
You know what? You're a scumbag.
Yes.
You're asking for more, and all he wants is Geronimo Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh Jacobs.
No, no, you did. You got what you needed. Do it. Yeah, I was gonna say. There you go.
Some people just don't know when to quit.
No, you need to make sure when you send trade offers on your phone.
Yeah.
And or accept them. That you're actually looking at all the players that are in the trade.
To make sure it's right.
Yes. Okay. Otherwise, you get a DM from me saying, hey, I did not realize such and such is in the
trade. He did. He sent it. It's right there.
It hasn't come through.
It's Filipino Flash. It's because it's boxing. It's a boxing theme.
Oh, I was wondering. Okay, yeah.
So, Denare.
And you're big country? Okay.
And I'm Filipino, so I got to represent my people.
And you still don't see it?
I just got it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is big. This is big. Hold on, guys.
Wait.
Shane wants to
trade right. Not valid.
What? Wait, what? What?
Oh, because same you're trade already in... offered. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say. So they did the trade. They just did a live trade and Stompy came over and.
Good trade.
He just traded.
Good deal. Good deal with
Josh
you.
Josh Jacobs deal. And Geronimo Allison for Juju Smith-Schuster.
In a point per carry.
You did. What?
Yeah. Stompy. All right, well, cool. Well, that was the trade. We're going to.
Honestly, the settings on that league is what. Thanks,
but
Josh Jacobs,
you have to
so
start
valuable.
One of each position, and then it's open to do whatever you want.
Yeah, and it's one to seven in each position.
It's
all
right,
so
great settings.
We're
going to
wrap up. That's the thing. No one did until late in draft. Like, I just banged out running backs.
I thought we tried to say going to wrap up. But...
Oh, okay, so, yeah, hey, wait, welcome.
No, not welcome. We're wrapping up the show right now.
This is a cigarette.
No, this is the goodbye part of the show, and then we'll come back and do the opening.
All right, say goodnight, Shane.
Go check out our Twitter account at Dynasty Trades HQ. Check out our iTunes at Dynasty Trades HQ.
Buy a draft guide, goddammit.
Buy a draft guide.
Time's running out.
Go to Dynasty.
$10, you cheap. Stop jumping in my DMs asking me goddamn draft questions.
Jeremy, let's
buy a guide. $10, please.
Say goodbye, Jeremy.
And we love our
listeners.
All right, say goodbye, Shane.
Say goodbye, Shane.